1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Lindy Kenyon. Despite attempts by the defense to delay, opening statements and the first witness will be heard Monday in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Details from CBS's Robert Costa.
Late Friday, the Trump legal team went to an appeals court judge and asked the case to be halted and for the venue to be changed away from New York, toss it out of New York City. That request was denied.
A man who set himself ablaze outside the New York City court where Trump was standing trial has died.
Outside the courthouse in a park near where media from around the world gathered, a 37-year-old man from Florida set himself on fire. Authorities said he threw pamphlets in the air before dousing himself with accelerant. The man was rushed to a hospital where he later died.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn says the man has been identified as Maxwell Azzarello of St. Augustine, Florida. The House votes today on separate foreign aid bills for allies, including Ukraine. Texas Democrat Mark Vesey says it's about time.
This money was needed yesterday. I cannot emphasize enough that if we didn't step in soon to help Ukraine, we could be giving the whole show to Vladimir Putin.
The bills next go to the Senate. In an overwhelming bipartisan vote, the U.S. Senate has reauthorized the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praised passage of the bill.
Democrats and Republicans came together and did the right thing for our country's safety. It wasn't easy. People had many different views. But we all know one thing. Letting FISA expire would be dangerous.
The bill next goes to the president's desk. More military boasts from North Korea, which says it tested a cruise missile warhead and a new anti-aircraft missile. Alex Jensen reports from Seoul.
North Korea says it achieved an unspecified goal with its super large warhead power test, having also test-fired a new anti-aircraft missile named Shooting Star. South Korea's military has confirmed it did detect North Korean missile launches Friday afternoon and is analyzing its findings.
Photos released by the North's official Korean Central News Agency showed at least two missiles being fired off launcher trucks. Employees at a Volkswagen factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee, have overwhelmingly voted to join the United Auto Workers Union. This is a first test of the UAW's renewed effort to organize non-union factories after a successful confrontation with Detroit's major automakers. Volkswagen employee Brooke Benoit supported unionizing.
If they can get all this, we should too. We do the same job, just in a different location.
And the first round of the 2024 NBA playoffs begin later today. Round one has four games. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for your planting season. They have been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you organic and heirloom seeds. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take in empowering your health. Katrina, Stephen, and their friendly staff at Family Natural Foods are knowledgeable about garden planning and soil health. That's Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
And greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend. Same time, same station. We're here, and we're glad you're there, too. And tell your friends, family, relatives, whoever may want to change their life. And it's never, never too late to change your life. I've said this many times, and I'll say it over and over again. No matter how bad off you are, no matter how terrible your diet is, how terrible your health is, some minor changes can make a difference. And making changes every day can make some powerful changes. We can abuse our body for decades. And then within 6 months after changing our diet, increasing the quality of our life, improving our sleep, adding some exercise, just doing some really good health principles, we can change our life dramatically. It's never too late. to start getting healthy. Don't give up hope. Don't stop. There's always a better end if you have a better beginning. So that's why we're here. I'm just here to share information with you. Not my ideas. The ideas I bring you are influenced by me because I look for good things to share with you. All these ideas are scientific studied. They're referenced. They're from top scientific studies. I bring them to you because I know you don't have time to dig through all the scientific studies to bring out all the good information that'll help you be better, to help you have better health. We're not long on this earth, but now I'm reading some really good information by some of the top experts in longevity, anti-aging. Now they have come to the belief that there's no reason why we can't live to be 120. But do we want to live to be 120 with so much chronic inflammation, pain, aches, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, all of these conditions that now plague millions of Americans are due to the lifestyle choices, the choices that we make every day. We don't have to choose garbage food, fast food, ultra-processed foods, chemical-laden foods, preservatives, just pure garbage. And all of them have been refined and processed, which takes out all the natural nutrients, the vitamins and minerals. If you follow me on Facebook, I write often on Terry Talks Nutrition website, on Facebook, and then also under my name, Terry Lemerond, Lemerond. Join me on Facebook. I just put out a post yesterday on why we should consume polyphenols. Polyphenols are a group of compounds found in many natural foods, not ultra-processed foods, not refined foods, real foods. These polyphenols can have an effect on every disease known to man, to reverse it, to prevent it, to cure it, to change it. We need the nutrients that nature gave us to be healthy, not the foods that man has made in a manufacturing facility. Without the nutrients, without the vitamins and minerals, but all the calories, sugar, chemicals, coloring, preservatives, that's not what nature intended. And we can change our lives. So today we're going to jump off the topic on one of my most favorite topics, olive leaf extract. I know you all ate olives, or you do maybe eat olives, and I hope all of you have your shot of olive oil every day. It'll change your life. It's the most powerful food that has been studied for 30 years that has kept the Mediterranean people healthier than any other countries around the world. What do you mean by olive leaf? Are we eating olive leaves? Well, I'll get to that later in the show. Now, is plastic really clogging your heart? And you can test your health knowledge, and we'll do that today. And then here's my publishing company with a reminder and new headlines calcium and vitamin D. Good or bad? Should statin drugs be prescribed for type 2 diabetes? Statin drugs are primarily prescribed for high cholesterol. Oh, as doctors think, it's high. You know, one time, normal cholesterol levels were considered in a good range at 300. Then it was dropped to 240. Now doctors want it under 200. We're not saving more lives. Lowering cholesterol does not stop heart disease, does not stop heart attacks. But as you keep lowering the level of what doctors consider to be healthy cholesterol, increases the population of people that would then be required to take a statin drug. You just increase the population of those who need a drug to increase the sales of the drug. Easy process. You don't have to do any marketing. You just make sure that doctors lower the cholesterol lower than ever. And we'll talk about andrographis, one of my favorite herbs, and cancer treatment. And then what about artificial sweeteners and AFib? Also, women are probably plagued with more digestive issues than men. We have a lot to talk about today, but we'll get through as much as we possibly can. And don't worry, I'll be back next weekend to deliver you the rest of them. First of all, do you use olive oil? If you do, great. I wrote a book on olive oil and olive leaf and olive fruit and the various components of the olive tree. I think the only thing that's not valuable on the olive tree is the bark. There's plenty of value from the leaf, the fruit, olives, and olive oil. There's also tremendous beneficial compounds, if you did not know before, from the leaf of the tree and the fruit, the olive itself, and the oil. The oil is different. It's the juice of the fruit. So what do you find in olives? Well, you find tocopherols. Tocopherols are a blend of the various complex functions of vitamin E, like Edward, E, vitamin E, tocopherols, and oleoropin lowers blood pressure, reduces inflammation, inhibits tumors, protects the brain and nerve cells. And the tocopherols enhance the immune system, prevents abnormal blood clots, aids in red blood cell formation. And the oleonucleic acid suppresses tumor growth, stabilizes blood sugar, improves carbohydrate metabolism, protects the liver from toxins, prevents high blood pressure. And hydroxytyrosol protects the DNA, cellular mitochondria, crosses the blood-brain barrier, preserves mental function, and inhibits cancer growth. And oleocanthal is an outstanding anti-inflammatory. It affects are preventing inflammatory related diseases, such as cancer, joint diseases, arthritis, Alzheimer's disease. This all comes from one beautiful, fantastic tree, the olive tree. And we can partake of the fruit, the leaf, and the oil. So some examples of the benefits from published research. These are studies. These are on the websites of the scientific websites like PubMed. When you use olive oil extract or olive oil itself, extra virgin olive oil, high in polyphenols. The polyphenols are very, very powerful. If you go to my wall of my website, Terry Naturally, or Terry Lemeron, you're going to find the article I wrote yesterday on polyphenols. There's 8,000 polyphenols. Experts believe we should have 1,000 milligrams a day of polyphenols to adequately support the body's functions and structures. So here are the benefits of olives and the oil. Protection from oxidative stress. Researchers exposed normal human cells to oxidative stress. Well, what is oxidative stress? Anything that has the potential of damaging the cells of the body, like radiation, drugs, chemo, excessive sun. Oh, we all enjoy the sun. I think we all feel better when it's a sunny day. I think we feel better on a sunny day than a dreary, dark, drab day. But when you get a sunburn, you've damaged the cells of the skin. What else damages the cells of the body? Smoking, obesity, even just getting overly fat to the point of obesity or just overweight damage of the cells of the body, because all that excessive weight causes inflammation in the body, chronic inflammation. We should also avoid carbohydrates, especially the refined and processed carbohydrates, but in general, lower the carbohydrates, because all carbohydrates have to convert to sugar in the body to be utilized, to be metabolized, to be used for energy. But it doesn't stop fatigue and tiredness. The more sugar you eat, the more tired you become. So oxidative stress damages all of our cells. So the result of this study was a 40% reduction in damage to cell viability. When the same cells were protected with olive components before being exposed to oxidative stress, the cell viability improved by 35%. So instead of 40% reduction in the health of our cell, we now have a 35% improvement in our cells. We are made up of our cells. Anything that damages our cells eventually will cause a disease. Damage to the cells causes cancer. Skin cancer caused by excessive sun. Lung cancer by excessive smoking. And many other types of cancer are caused by smoking. Obesity is the second cause of cancer by what damage that it causes to our cells. And all the chemicals and preservatives that cause cancer in our colon. And these published studies of olive oil and the fruit can preserve the vision, both animals and humans, and especially of diabetic retinopathy. the number one cause of diabetic blindness. 37% reduction in retinal blood leakage after 8 weeks. Treatment with oleonolic acid from olives. Protects against heart disease. Analysis of data from 12 clinical studies with over 800 total subjects, people, found that olive leaf significantly reduced blood pressure, triglyceride levels in people with diagnosed high blood pressure. So how do you take olive leaf? Do you throw it in your salad? Well, it's not very good tasting. But what you can find in the supplement section of your health food store is a combination of 500 milligrams of a combination of olive leaf and fruit extract daily. Now, I would take 1 to 3 capsules daily. And for even better results, combine your capsules by your daily intake of 1 to 3 capsules daily with at least 1 tablespoon to as much as 4 tablespoons of high quality extra virgin olive oil, very high in polyphenols. Every day. I wrote a book on olive, fruit, leaf, and oil, and the power of these three components from the olive tree. I've said this before, Dr. Mary Flynn, associate professor at Boston University, who has studied olive oil and the components of the tree for over 30 years. I think that would make anyone an expert in whatever they were studying for 30 years. And I'll paraphrase what she said. She said that olive oil is the most powerful food of all foods to prevent, cure, and reverse all disease known to man. That's not exactly how she said it, but that's the way she meant it. I just paraphrased the way she said it. Olive oil, you can't find a better medicine. In the Mediterranean countries, they consume 21 to 22 liters of olive oil annually. In America, we consume less than 0.5 liter per person annually. It's not unusual for the population of the Mediterranean countries to consume 1 to 2 shot glasses full of olive oil, and they drink it. Oh, yes, they drizzle it in all their food. Whatever they're eating, it's laden with a lot of olive oil. But they also make sure they get their medicine on a daily regimen of 1 to 2 shot glasses full every morning on an empty stomach. Now, maybe you haven't gotten to that point, but try to work to that point. It has one of the best medicines in the world. So if you want my book, go to my website, terrytalksnutrition.com. And you'll find my list of books that I have written. And you can purchase off a book on my website. You can also find it on Amazon as well. Go to Amazon and you can buy my book on olive oil. Now, here's a strange question. Is plastic clogging your heart? What? Plastic clogging your heart? Well, these are the health effects of microplastics. Microplastics are tiny plastic particles. They have been detected in the ocean, in food, water, stored in plastic containers, and even floating in the air. Exposure to microplastics has been associated with oxidative stress. Remember what oxidative stress is, right? Damages all your cells, or damages a variety of cells. Oxidative stress, metabolic disorder, and toxins, and the toxic effects on the brain. In a new study, researchers found that 60% of patients who had surgery to remove fatty deposits called plaque from clogged arteries also had detectable levels of microplastics in their plaque deposits. Can you believe that? Plastic deposits in the arteries. We're living in a plastic world. We're living in a synthetic world. And when they compared the health outcomes between the patients who had microplastics in their removed plaque versus patients with no microplastics, the patients with microplastics in their arteries, in their plaque, were 4 times more likely to experience a stroke or heart attack in the next 3 years. Microplastics. Can you imagine what kind of world we're living in? How do we reduce the exposure to microplastics? How do we stay away from them? Can we avoid them? There are some things we can do. Choose clothing made from natural versus synthetic fibers. There's microplastics in synthetic fibers in our clothing. Avoid food wrapped and especially heated in plastic. Heat increases the shedding of microplastic fibers. Filtered water. Use glass or stainless steel containers. Dust and vacuum your home regularly. Clean your furniture and your carpets, because all the cloth and furniture and carpets also shed microplastic fibers. Avoid single-use plastic bottles, straws and food containers, and carry reusable utensils instead. That's how you can reduce exposure to microplastics. It can damage your arteries and also reduce the possibility of a stroke, heart attack in the next 3 years. Microplastics. Probably you've never heard of that yet today. Now I want to test your knowledge. You ready? True or false? Prostate cancer. Well, I tell you what. I'm going to save this test because I'm just coming down to the bottom of the hour. And this is the time when the station will air some commercials and identify the station where we are broadcasting from. And this is great because this is a great station you're listening to. They've been so good to Terry Talks Nutrition, so good to Terry Naturally, that we want to compliment them for the work that they're doing to allow us to bring this knowledge to you. Because the more knowledge you have, the more education you have, the more you listen to the science that's there for you. But nobody wants to bring the science to you. Now, sometimes the science is overwhelming. But the science proves what we should be doing. Sometimes herbs have been used for thousands of years, like curcumin. Curcumin has been used by Asian countries, India, for over 5,000 years. It is actually a sacred herb in many countries for all the benefits that it does. But how do we tell everybody else all this information? By going into the science. And yes, they have passed this down for 5,000 years, but now modern science is proving why it works and why they had every right to pass it down over generation after generation after generation. So I'll come back with this test in just a few minutes. Don't go away. Let's test your knowledge. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. Welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally, and you are listening to Terry Talks Nutrition. We'll be here to the top of the hour, and now we're going to test your knowledge. Easy, it's a true and false test. I like them. Not trying to figure something out, not with math anyway. Whew, my math was never good. I think I skipped school that day. But prostate cancer is prostate cancer the most common cause of cancer death in men? True or false? False. Prostate cancer is the second most common cause of cancer death in men. What is the number one cause of cancer in men? Lung cancer is the most common cause of cancer death in men overall. And colon cancer is the most common cause of cancer death in men under age 50. Ready for another true and false? Women die from heart attacks more often than men. True or false? I would have got this one wrong. The answer is true. Women die from heart attacks more often than men. Women are more likely, twice as likely, to die after a heart attack than men. While both men and women can experience chest pain as a symptom, women often have other symptoms not typically associated with a heart attack, that they don't take seriously, like nausea, vomiting, shortness of breath, jaw and upper back pain, and breaking out in a cold sweat. Some people might just say, I have the flu. I have a cold. They would never think these symptoms are associated with a heart attack. Remember these. When you have these symptoms, nausea, vomiting, shortness of breath, jaw and upper back pain, or breaking out in a cold sweat, see your doctor. You might head off a heart attack. Now here's another true or false. Vitamin D comes from the sun, from the sunshine. True or false? I know you all got this one right. That's true. Vitamin D is a sunshine vitamin. Because while it is found in foods like salmon, egg yolk, the human body can produce its own vitamin D when actually, the cholesterol, our good friend cholesterol, not our enemy, the good friend cholesterol, under the skin is exposed to sunshine or sunlight. You don't see the cholesterol, but as the sun focuses on the exposed skin and radiates the skin, It produces a chemical reaction of the cholesterol underneath the skin to produce vitamin D. So how did you do? Did you get them all three right? Maybe, maybe not. Well, I would have probably missed one. Now, here's a good reminder. I want you to get healthy. And I'm here, you know, a very short period of time. Here with you an hour. And I want you to really know more about yourself and your health. Don't take it lightly. Don't just say, I feel terrible. I'm unhealthy. I have arthritis. I'm just diagnosed with cancer. I don't care how bad off you are. If you take your health into your own hands and with your doctor's permission, start a program of a new diet, healthy diet, lots of good fruits, vegetables, berries, olive oil, lots of extra nuts every day. Yes, you should have nuts every day. Just a quarter of a cup of walnuts. Maybe a red apple. Maybe some blackberries. Black currants. All the black, purple berries are very powerful in polyphenols. Olive oil is very powerful in polyphenols. You'll learn all this. So I want you to learn about getting healthy naturally, not with drugs, although drugs may be necessary at some times, but always, always include your natural diet, a healthy natural diet, and supplements. And you can learn all this from our publishing company called Terry Talks Nutrition Publishing. So we abbreviated it. It's TTN. Terry Talks Nutrition, and some of these great books that I've written in the past couple of years. And here are some new titles. I want you to check them out. The first book is called Alternative Medicine is More Effective Than Drugs. I co-authored this book with Dr. Ajay Goyal, who is the head of the Cancer Research Center in City of Hope Hospital in Pasadena, California. And then there is Unlock the Therapeutic Secrets of Olive Oil and Reduce Fatty Liver Disease with Herbal Medicines, co-authored with myself and Dr. Lexi Locke, L-O-C-K, L-O-C-H rather, L-O-C-H, and more. So go to terrytalksnutrition.com. Click on health books to see the fine list on the research we've done, and it's all available in book form that you can read over and over again, underline. I love to read on paper. I love to read books. I hate reading on the computer. When I have something lengthy to read, I will print it off the computer and take it home with me to read in the evening. And all this is all these books are available also on Amazon under the name Terry Lemerond, L-E-M-E-R-O-N-D. Follow me, and we both can discover health together. Now, here's some new headlines. Calcium and vitamin D prevents cancer. That's good to know. Oops. But it also says can cause heart attacks and heart failure. Now what do you do? That's a dilemma. Calcium and vitamin D prevents cancer? Great. But also causes heart failure. What do you do? What you eat is strongly correlated with your risk of developing cancer. You know, what you eat isn't just to satisfy your hunger pains. It's to nourish every cell in your body. It's to nourish the mitochondria in your body. Every speck of food you eat should and must contain nutrients, natural nutrients, polyphenols, and all the components of the polyphenols, the bioflavonoids, the anthocyanins, all these compounds that are found in nature that'll nourish our bodies. These dietary choices alone are responsible for reducing cancer. Not drugs, not chemo. In some cases, it's too late. But if you prevent cancer, that's the best way to avoid cancer. And we can do that, by eating the right kind of nourishment for ourselves. Dietary choices alone, just alone, are responsible for about 30% of all cancers. And the second cause of cancer is obesity. Smoking and obesity are up to 60 to 70% of all cancers. In a long-term study, 36,000 women received a calcium and vitamin D, like dog, D, supplement or a placebo for 7 years and were followed for over 20 years. The results. The women receiving the calcium and vitamin D supplement had a significant reduction in their cancer risk, reducing cancer risk, including a 30% reduction in the risk of colon cancer. Now, that's an easy way to reduce the risk of cancer, by taking calcium and vitamin D. However, the women also saw a slight increase in risk of heart disease. But now, why do some of these scientists choose the most harmful form of calcium for our study? These women were given a supplement of calcium known as calcium carbonate. The worst possible form of calcium, because it is an antacid. This is the same acid neutralizing form of calcium found in Tums. I don't consider Tums to be a good source of calcium. And long-term antacid use participates in the participants that took the supplement daily for 7 years is a huge risk factor for heart disease. Taking Tums routinely may turn off the acid in your stomach. But the news headlines, very misleading. Calcium and vitamin D raise heart disease risk. Wow. If you didn't know all the details and you just took all the information from the title of the study, you would think that you should not take calcium and vitamin D because it causes an increase in heart disease. But when you look at the form of calcium, you know, you just can't take the results of a study unless you know the ingredients that were used in the study. I'll tell you, I have another really good example of a study on andrographis and cancer. But then you have to think about what kind of andrographis did they use? How high levels of andrographolides, the active key compound, and aggressive to the youth. Studies are very misleading and many are very, very flawed. And we tried to bring out to you the best scientific studies that we can find to prove the quality of nutrition for the body and reducing the risk of all disease. 98% of all disease is caused by your choices and my choices, by environmental choices, by lifestyle choices, by the choices we put into effect every day. Now, statin drugs. About 40 million Americans are taking statin drugs today. And now, well, of course, you know, statin drugs lower cholesterol. They're trying to lower cholesterol. Why? You don't have to lower cholesterol. You should know, first of all, before you try to lower cholesterol, what the fractions of the cholesterol mean. I've heard from patients that the doctor said, oh, your total cholesterol is 240, 250, 260, 280, whatever. We got to get it down. We got to get it down under 200. So I'm suggesting I'm prescribing you a statin drug. Whoa. What about the LDL? What about the HDL? What are those? What do they mean? You just don't want to lower cholesterol. It's made to keep us healthy. And the more they lower it, the more risk we have of other diseases. Now, statin drugs can give you diabetes, type 2. Statin drugs are linked to diabetes. Previously published research has shown that statin drugs and the use of those drugs increase the risk of type 2 diabetes by anywhere from 10 to 30%. I even saw one study that increased the risk of type 2 diabetes by 58%. And now in a new study, researchers in Korea compared high and low intensity statin drug use in adults with heart disease. High intensity statins lower cholesterol levels by 50% or more, like Lipitor, Crestor. More intensity statins lower cholesterol by less than 30%, like Zocor or Mevacor. Unfortunately, this study did not have a placebo arm. There wasn't a placebo group to compare statin drug use to no statin drug use. Bad study. But they're trying to get people to take more statin drugs. After 5 years of use, almost three times as many people taking high-intensity statin drugs had developed diabetes. But there was no difference between the two groups on the number of deaths from cardiac disease. Now, here's a very unfortunate study I ran across. Many of you people have heard me talk about andrographis, one of my favorite herbs. It can reduce a cold and flu 50% within 2 days. And 100% within 4 days. It can treat fatty liver disease. It can treat brain cells and liver cells from the damage of chemotherapy. It's antiviral, antibacterial. It's the king of the bitters, one of my favorite herbs. And in cancer research, it's one of the most powerful herbs for reducing the size and the weight of tumors in animals. And now, andrographis has also been studied as a cancer treatment. This is a little bit confusing and hard to extrapolate. But clinical studies of patients with advanced cancer of the esophagus, whose cancer could not be treated surgically, but had already been treated with chemotherapy or radiation. So these are cancer patients that could not be surgically treated, but they did receive chemo and radiation therapy. Essentially, these patients who had exhausted the options offered by conventional cancer treatment, they were at the latest stage of life. They were stage 4 cancer. There were 30 patients recruited for this study. 10 patients completed a 4-month course of treatment with Andrographis. 13 patients passed away during the 4-month trial due to this advanced stage of disease, the worst stage possible, the stage that doctors will no longer treat most cancers. 4 patients out of the 30 stopped Andrographis use and switched to another treatment, and 3 dropped out because of adverse effects, some of which may have been due to the cancer itself and the past treatments they had for the cancer. Now, 3 of the 10 patients who completed 4 months of Andrographis use was still alive after 1 year, versus 0 of the 7 patients who stopped use of Andrographis or switched to something else. Well, these are very, very small numbers, but it does give us some clues for the future. It's also important to remember that these were seriously, seriously ill cancer patients with advanced disease past the stage where doctors would even treat them with any other form of conventional treatment. No more chemo, no more radiation, no more surgery. They were told to get their affairs in order, and they would be passing on soon. These were seriously cancer patients with advanced disease who didn't get Andrographis until very, very late in the progression of their illness. What would have happened if these patients would have been on Andrographis at the beginning of their cancer diagnosis? What might have been the result of Andrographis treatment if it had started immediately when their cancer was diagnosed? Dr. Ajay Goyal, who is the director of the Cancer Research Center for City of Hope Hospital in Los Angeles, has done studies with Andrographis and melatonin on animals that had human tumors grafted to them. So you're really treating a human tumor, but kept growing because of the blood supply of the animal. When they were given melatonin for 21 days, it reduced the size and the weight of the tumors by 50% in 21 days. But this is at the start of the cancer, not after their stage 4. Andrographis reduced the weight and the size of the tumors by 60%, 50 and 60%. Out of all the things studied, these two had the highest degree of reducing the size and the weight of the tumors. So the next study was done with the same similar study, but given the animal both Andrographis and melatonin. And in 21 days, it reduced the size and the weight of the tumors by 90%. 90%. 21 days. Then the same study was done with three different chemotherapeutic drugs. Three different drugs to see the effect, if it could be more effective than antigraftes and melatonin, or what it would be. Now remember, the combination of melatonin and antigraftes reduced the size and the weight of the tumors by 90% within 21 days, 3 weeks. Three different drugs could not reduce the size and the weight of the tumors more than 10%. 10%. And these are very powerful, known drugs selected for treatment of cancer in humans. The natural ingredients was far, far, far more effective. Now, granted, these are animal studies, but all drugs go through animal studies. And the natural products were proven to be far, far more effective than the cancer drugs. So what should we know about antigraftes? If you're going to use it, at least take 400 milligrams of antigraftes, standardized to 80 milligrams of antigraftolites, the key components of antigraftes. Daily, I would take maybe, I would probably double that. I sometimes take three capsules daily of antigraftes. And it's used for cancer treatment and prevention as well, and for arthritic pain, cold and flu prevention and treatment, for energy, mental function, fatty liver disease, and all other kinds of liver disease, and almost everything else you can think about. Antigraftes is like a tune-up in your car. It's like a tune-up in your body. It is one of the most effective known Ayurvedic herbs as a tonic for the entire metabolism of the body. It'll change your health dramatically. Well, my friends, I'm all out of time, but I'll be back. I have a lot more coming up. I'll have more information for you next week, same time, same station. All of this is coming your way on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. So say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. I just don't want to leave a world like this to my kids and my grandkids. I hope we can make it better, a greater America, for them to continue on for the future. God bless you, my friends. Take care of yourself. Take care of your health. And God bless America.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for your planting season. They have been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you organic and heirloom seeds. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take in empowering your health. Katrina, Stephen, and their friendly staff at Family Natural Foods are knowledgeable about garden planning and soil health. That's Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know, it's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. This This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.